Ravens Game Plan has been brought to you by M&T Bank. Get the exclusive Ravens check card only at M&T Bank. Visit any M&T Bank branch or ravenschecking.com today.
And as our Week 16 edition of Ravens Game Plan moves forward, time for Scouts Honor. As we welcome back Eric DaCosta to join us, I used the term with Dean Pease a few moments ago of an endangered species in our inside linebacking corps. No matter how good a personnel group you have, sooner or later, you kind of start running out of bodies. It's not that much that you as a personnel group can do at this point in time, really.
Well, guys have to step up, Larry. You know, we've been a fortunate team the last couple of years in that we've been able to stay healthy, particularly late in the season. And I think this year has been a little bit different. And guys have had to step up and make plays, whether it's been, you know, Ian Badejo, a lot of guys, McClellan stepped up and made some plays, Bynes. Those guys have to step up, really focus in during the week practice while make plays on Sundays.
Let's talk first about Josh Bynes. His numbers were extraordinary. He was commended highly by his coordinator. He's an undrafted free agent out of Auburn University. What was his story? You look at that guy's physical skill set. He doesn't look like an undrafted free agent kind of guy. Where'd you get him, and how's he developed?
Well, Joe Hortiz went to Auburn, and we're pretty tied in there. Joe Douglas does a great job scouting the Southeast for us, and those guys really like Josh coming out. He's a physical, smart, instinctive, tough guy, good at the point of attack. He's a guy that we went after hard as a free agent, undrafted free agent. Signed him last year to the practice squad. He had a really good training camp for us, almost made the roster. This year, same kind of deal, overcome some injuries. He's a tough guy, tough-minded, studies well, very instinctive. Good find for us.
One of the things that Coach P said is that you guys had let them know that he did have a really good acumen, really good intellect for football. So if he's wound up in that signal caller position or helping guys move around, no, he's not Ray Lewis, he's not Jameel McClain even. But you can scout that a little bit, right?
You can. And the mental side of football has always kind of come easy to Josh, it seems, even going back to college. He's always been a guy that's made a lot of plays. He's a very instinctive, productive player. That's one of the things that we try to measure in looking at players is how instinctive, we call it football instincts or FBI, how instinctive is that player? Does he make the right play at the right time? Is he in the right position to make the play? Is he a guy that, you know, in a critical situation is going to be there at the end?
I guess you could say something similar about Albert McClellan, although you would certainly know much better than me. He had his hand in the dirt in college a little bit at Marshall, played outside, played inside. He moved him around, had a huge sack and a good football game. Albert, again, is a guy that has to step into that role. Expected that he's got the capability mentally, physically, to be able to handle the upgraded responsibilities?
Well, he was a guy, again, that we scouted at length in college. David Blackburn liked him quite a bit. He's a versatile guy, and one of the qualities that we look for in a backup player, particularly on defense, is versatility. And he's a guy that has played with his hand down the dirt as a defensive end. He's been an outside linebacker. He's played some inside linebacker. Being able to play those multiple spots and excelling on special teams is big for him.
Coach Harbaugh, who rarely calls out individuals, he always talks about the group, said, I've got to say something about Corey Graham here, the work that Corey Graham has done. You guys brought him in to be this special teams, one of the best special teams player in football. Over the last month or so, his cornerback work has been outstanding. Have you been pleased, surprised to see Corey being that strong as a lead corner?
Well, a small school guy, played at New Hampshire, has gotten into the NFL and really flourished as a teams guy. And typically, Larry, those guys that are very good special teams players have the chance to emerge as a positional player. Whatever that quality is, again, that football instinct, that acumen to be able to make plays on special teams, that desire, that toughness, that mental ability, that physical toughness, that discipline to make plays sometimes translates. And he's a guy that we didn't know what to expect. He had played a little bit on defense. But he's got a knack. He's a very tough guy. He's a pro. He studies hard. He practices very well during the week, and he's done a good job for us.
And because Bynes and McClellan and the guys Corey are all in defense now, your special teams gets thinned out. And then I guess where they kind of look to you guys, can some of these guys at the bottom of the roster step forward and make plays? You've made a couple of changes down. They've got to make special teams plays, right?
Well, a guy like David Reed, who started out the season on PUP, comes in for us and has made some plays the last few weeks, has done a very good job for us as a gunner, flying down the field, made a couple plays in offense for us this week, too. He's going to be big down the stretch for us on special teams. We need those kind of guys who can pick up the slack when a guy like Corey Graham gets reps taken away and has to play on defense.
That's a good pickup. All right, let's talk a little bit about the team we're facing this week, the New York Giants. Are they a championship team as they were a year ago, 52 points 2 weeks ago, or the shellacking they took in Atlanta? That's your sport. You've used some good terminology to explain how a team drafts, their philosophy, their personnel group. Dallas is a size and speed team. New England is a versatility intellect team. Are the Giants clear in a philosophy how they like to put their team together?
Well, they take big receivers who can catch. You know, they've got some really, really good receivers, probably some of the best receivers in the NFL. They got Victor Cruz last year, undrafted free agent a couple years ago. Was a great find for him last year. Hakeem Nicks is another guy, big, physical, strong hands, strong to the ball. Dominic Hickson's another guy that can do those kind of things. Ramsey's Barden. They get those big, physical receivers. On defense, they like the up-the-field, explosive pass rushers, the guys with size and speed who can get off the ball. They're an attacking-style defense. They run very well. They're a pressure defense. All their guys have to be able to rush the passer. They run to the football very well. They have, I think, a philosophy in mind. They're a Sikkim type defense. They get after it. You know, they love to get after it. Hopefully we have the chance to keep the downs manageable, second and short, third and short, kind of keep them on their heels a little bit so that they don't get the third and longs, and that's when it becomes a feeding frenzy.
Talk to me about David Wilson. We don't know how much you'll see him because Bradshaw's supposed to play, but early season fumbleitis, winds up on the bench, first-round choice. Was he a fumbler in college? Were you surprised? And obviously Coughlin's the kind of guy you put on the carpet a couple times. You're standing next to him for a while.
Well, David had some fumbles in college, but he was also a very, very dynamic, explosive running back. He's a guy that can hit the crease and take it the distance, runs with a good pad level, explosive speed, 4-3 guy, catches the ball, has some versatility in the passing game. He's a danger. If he gets to the edge of the field or if he hits a crease unprotected, he's going to take it the distance. He's the type of guy that can make a 3-yard play into a 27, 35-yard play.
And I remember that there was talk that the Ravens like Amakamara back on draft day. He's not really got a great stats, but does he look like a future shutdown corner fans should look for?
He's another guy. Very, very good size, very good speed, tremendous player in college, one of the best corners that we've graded in the last few years. Coming out of Nebraska, he's a guy that has the ability to finish plays down the field. He can play man. He can play zone. He's a good kid. I think he plays hard. He's had some injuries, came into the league with some injuries. I think he's a guy whose best football is yet to come.
All right, there is your primer on the defending Super Bowl champions who come to M&T for a 425 decider come Week 16 Sunday. Thanks to Eric DaCosta for joining us, and we'll see you again next week for a Week 17 edition of Ravens Game Planner.